talk to Champ every day, talked about, you know, it's just those type of things, you know, against these vet receivers, you know, they know a lot of smaller things that I, you know, haven't really experienced yet. And, you know, to go through those things, it's a great experience for me.
Do the receivers talk to you at all and tell you things that they would try to do to you so you can kind of get both sides of the
spectrum? Yeah, exactly. Brandon Lloyd, Jabari Gaffney, and all of those type of dudes. I kind of asked them, you know, what they would do at times, you know, off of my leverage and, you know, how I play my type of defense, you know. So I kind of, you know, learn from them also. But then, you know, the receivers that I go against, you know, they mess with me in the games too also. So, you know, I just try to stay poised and keep my mind level and, you know, just keep playing ball.
Kind of tough having Champ on the other side because, you know, most quarterbacks aren't looking his direction.
Exactly. Coach tell me every day, you know, look beside, because in the meeting room we sit beside each other. He always tell me, look beside you. You know, that's the reason you're going to get every pass, every game. And, you know, like I said, I just got to go in and get all the coaching that I can and just keep talking to Champ about everything. You know, everything is just going to keep getting better for me.
I guess it's human nature for the quarterbacks to look across there. They see Champ. They see a veteran guy. They see a guy who hasn't been out, so they're going to throw to you.
Exactly.
But can you also use that as motivation that people are saying, hey, you can't stop our guy?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's big-time motivation. It also gives me more chances to make plays and also change, you know, the mind frame of those quarterbacks. And like I said, I just got to keep playing ball, and hopefully, you know, soon that'll change. But right now, I just got to keep pushing forward.
Let's talk about this Jets offense a little bit. Their defense gets most of the hype, but it's a pretty good offense, too.
Oh, yeah, it's a great offense. Sanchez, you know, I know last year was his first year, but, I mean, he's come around, you know, to be one of the good quarterbacks around the league. You know, also, you know, they got Santonio Holmes back. You know, I think last week was his first game. You know, he's looking good. A few years ago, he won a Super Bowl for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, you know, like I said, I just got to go in and watch film more and, you know, just study my receivers more and hopefully it'll come out on top for me.
What will it be like as a rookie playing against one of the best running backs ever who's seems like he's having a resurgence?
Well, actually, he's from, you know, the same hometown I'm from. He's from Waco, Texas. You know, I knew him from there. You know, never played against him. I always watched him play. And I just talked to my head coach, you know, back from high school. We went to the same high school. Talked to my head coach yesterday. And, you know, he just think it's going to be a great game. And, you know, it's my first time playing, so I just got to stay poised, you know, just like I do on the outside.
Did the high school coach give you any tips?
Not as of right now, but hopefully he will, sooner or later.
Have you talked to LT before then when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I talked to him a lot. He's came down to Waco, you know, did a few camps, you know, came to the high school, donated, you know, a lot of things and to the school, you know, for us. And also, well, not this week, but hopefully I talk to him before the game, you know, see what's up, see if he can give me a few tips on the game.
So does that mean if you have a chance to really look, lay him out one time, you'll kind of take it easy on him?
No. You know, this is our competition. You know, whatever happens on the field stays on the field, you know, but off the field, you know, he still is one of the greatest running backs that I've ever known. So,
hey, Sanchez hasn't thrown a pick yet. Are you going to be the guy?
Hopefully. Hopefully. I mean, I can just, you know, go watch film and at least try to pick one off. If not, just keep playing ball and, you know, break a few of his passes up.
You mentioned little things to work on. What were some of those little things?
Smaller things, you know, as far as leverage. You know, my eyes, you know, a lot of double moves and everything. A lot of double moves and everything, you know. Smaller things like that. That's what I've, you know, coach has been getting on me for the past few weeks is controlling my eyes. And, you know, that's one of the things I've been working on, you know, all week. So, once I get that right, I'll be okay.
The eyes, is that something you hadn't been coached on or even had to think about before?
No, I mean, I've been coached on all those things, but it's just, you know, coming from college, you can get away with a lot of those things. And that's kind of part of my game that I need to work on is doing that. And once I get that right, you know, everything will probably hopefully fall in place.
Do you feel the game slowing down?
Yeah, I mean, it is. You know, every game, you know, I go out, it's kind of getting smooth for me. You know, I line up against veteran receivers. You know, I just look at them, you know, like, hey, use a vet. And, you know, I just got to – I know I'm a rookie. You know, I just got to play ball like I know I can play. And, you know, it's how I go into game.
Parrish, you know that quarterbacks look for young corners.
Exactly.
Would you welcome that?
Well, yeah, I do. And especially, you know, being on the other side of Champ. You know, I know they ain't looking forward to going towards Champ's side, you know, so I know I'm – me being a rookie, I know I'm going to get the majority of the passes.
Yeah, as far as the injuries on the defense, guys just look at it as an opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, it's how you're supposed to look at it. I mean, you know, it's a lot of great losses that we have. And, you know, like I said, we just got to go in, you know, practice more and hopefully get that opportunity to play ball.
One more for Perry.
Does playing next to Champ speed your learning curve at this level just for the fact that you're getting targeted?
It does.
You know, more so than if it wasn't a great guy. Like
it does, because you learn quicker. You know, I can say, you know, as far as being a rookie, you know, me and the rest of the rookie corners, you know, I can say I have more experience, you know, just from being in the game. You know, getting game experience is really all you can ask for, you know, in order to, for getting better. You know,